I have a lot of roots here. My grandfather graduated from this school. Both my parents did. And I just always thought it would be a neat thing if I graduated from here also.
Tears will surely flow for this student and the 15 others who take that short walk into the rest of their lives as they graduate today from the high school at the tip of Cape Cod. It'll be a bittersweet day in Provincetown as the class of 2010 will be among the last to graduate from Provincetown High. The seniors, their parents, and the town were informed a few weeks ago that the high school is closing.
It's a very small student body. It's very intimate. It's more of a family feel.
The very small student body that senior talked about in a DVD produced by the class of 2010 is the issue. With just 56 students in grades 7 through 12 in a building that housed hundreds a generation ago, the Provincetown School Committee decided there aren't enough to keep it open. The decision has been wrenching.
The school committee was crying.
Peter Grosso chairs the committee.
I pretty much had to maintain my composure, which wasn't easy either. And I said, unfortunately, you know, this doesn't come easy, but we have to phase out the high school.
As you might imagine, it hasn't been easy inside Provincetown High either. Senior day the other day for the class of 2010 was plenty emotional. And Principal Kim Pike says some underclassmen, the present juniors, sophomores, and freshmen, have already decided to leave to go to other Cape Cod high schools starting this fall.
What the problem is, and I think the reason we have lost a couple of students, is because the reality of what's behind them, there's nothing behind them. So by the time our current ninth graders get up to being juniors and seniors, you know, when you're thinking about proms, it's basically their class by the time they become seniors.
Some teachers have decided to leave too. Others didn't have a choice. Since the news, 5 of the 22 high school teachers have announced they're retiring. Several others are being let go. The rest are keeping their jobs for now. 14-year English teaching veteran Amy Rokiki will stay on.
I don't feel sadness for me. Change is good, personally, for me. I feel sad for the community that there's not going to be that life of young people bubbling here in the center of town. The basketball games, the plays, the life that extended beyond into the community, beyond just the students being here in the school, I think is what's difficult to mourn.
Lives and generations are sometimes built around the high school years, those events your parents attended, and if you stayed in town, the ones you watched your kids in. But time has not been kind to Provincetown High. The high school has slowly fallen victim to Provincetown's transformation over several decades into the quirky and popular summertime tourist mecca we all know, where traffic is always jammed, where it can be tough to find a place to park or a seat in a restaurant. Summer's one thing, winter is a very different story.
I'm saying to you, over the last 10 years, I've watched the winters die.
Nappy Van Derrick, longtime Provincetown restaurateur, says skyrocketing real estate prices make it impossible for the locals to stay local. The full-time year-round population has fallen steadily this decade, and Van Derrick worries closing the high school will make it worse.
Anytime the town loses something as fundamental as that, it alters the town quite a bit.
Van Derrick has his own idea for saving the high school. Capitalize on Provincetown's respected cultural reputation and open an arts charter school. But he acknowledges it wouldn't be easy.
I think that it still has to be something you go out and kick ass for. I think that a group of people have to get together and start to say, let's see if we can make this happen. That's what we're missing. There is no central point at which something reaches out to the community and says, pay attention.
School officials say the town isn't likely to open an arts charter or a charter of any kind. Instead, the plan is to save the younger grades. It's revamping K through 8 classes, using a respected model of global education called International Baccalaureate. The hope is that as the younger kids get to high school age, there'll be enough demand to reopen the high school. English teacher Amy Rokiki and the other teachers are hopeful.
I like the language that we were using, that we're going to sleep for a few years or we're in hiatus. That we're not closing. We're just getting quiet for a while and regrouping.
And the school committee has dangled some hope. It's actually put in writing, 80 students, and Provincetown High reopens.
So we talked all night about the rest of our lives. Where we're gonna be when we turn 25. I can't
Story was produced by WBUR's Lisa Tobin.